Be specific. If you want some money, you have to be certain that you know exactly how much money you want. You see, what we're working with is our subconscious mind. Now, we've touched on that a few times. Let's take a look at it again. It's the ideas that have been programmed into our subconscious mind through repetition that is forming the conditioning that is there now. It's that conditioning that causes us to do what we do and get the results we get. If there's poverty in this area or a lack of wealth, the problem is not in what we do. The problem is in what causes us to do it. You see, the action or the behavior is an effect. Now, this is what everyone works at changing. They're working at changing effects. If you want to change a result, it's absolutely essential that you go to the cause of the problem, the primary cause. And the cause of your financial situation right now is right in here in the subconscious mind. Now, what we must do is consciously choose, think, and build an idea of the prosperity that we're looking for here in our consciousness. Then we have to get emotionally involved in that idea. Now, people without money would have a difficult time accepting this. I have never met anyone with money that had a difficult time accepting this. As a matter of fact, they know it, and that's why they have the money. Now, you're working with your subconscious mind, and you have to know exactly how much you want. Now, let's stop and think for a few minutes about money. We live in one of the richest countries in the history of the world. There's absolutely no question about that. You can work productively all of your life. Let's say for 40, 45 years. And you know, it's a strange thing, but only one or two people out of 100 at the end of their commercial career are financially independent. And yet anyone can become financially independent. And the strange thing about it is you never have to earn a lot of money to become financially independent. Very, very few people earn a lot of money. There is 0.453% of the population that are earning $100,000 a year or more. Less than one half of 1% earn $100,000 a year or more. Now, that's shocking to the average person's mind. Quite often in seminars, we'll ask different individuals, how many people do you think? What percentage of the population? I had a young lady the other day in a seminar down in Ottawa say about a third. Less than one half of 1%. If you go back and take a look at the number of people that are earning between 50 and 100,000, you're going to find it's a ridiculously low number. There's only 4.5% earning in excess of $50,000 a year. The number that go between 25 and 50 is 53%. So when you're at those cocktail parties or the neighborhood barbecue, don't believe all the stories you're hearing. Because they ain't necessarily so. Now let's think of this. Do we have anybody here that's 20 years old? 21? Andy, let me ask you a question. Do you want to stand up for a moment? Andy, how many ways... Let me shake your hand first. How you doing, Andy? Good. I'm doing wonderful. Andy, how many ways do you think there are to earn money?
Hundreds.
Well, you know, it's written in the book that there's only two. Just two ways. Now, that's a little shocking to most people. I had a young man the other day say one way. He was really close. There's two ways. One is people at work, and the other is money at work. They're the only two ways that you have turned